Praise God, we believe in the gifts of healing and looking at the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that's taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it says the Holy Spirit gives gifts to each one as the Spirit wills. And in 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts of healings is mentioned, and it is the third of the power gifts, which is in verse 9 of chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. Another gifts of healings. And I like the English translation here. It's gifts plural of healings plural. And there's two plurals in that one phrase. There are many reasons that for that healing to be plural. We could understand if it's the gift singular of healing, thank you, and or gift of healings, because there are many healings. But there's a strange reason why the Bible uses the gifts plural of healings plural. And we can speculate, but I believe that it will fall into these categories, that healings is a very wide area. And the first reason possibly why there's a double plurality is that the word gifts and the word healings apply to all types of causes of sicknesses. Sicknesses can be caused by demons. As we know in the Bible, there's a story of the woman with the back that is bent. And Jesus did not pray for a healing of her back. Instead, Jesus loosed her from Satan's bondage and says, should not this child of Abraham be healed? And so the moment he loosed her and take authority of demon power, she was completely well. And so it can be caused by demons. As we know, there are deaf and dumb spirits that actually, when they possess a person, cause deafness and dumbness. And so there are demonic causes for the sickness. And of course, there are natural causes. A person who is deaf could be born with a defect in the eardrums, or with no eardrums at all, thus have no ability to hear. And it has nothing to do with demons. And there's no demons to cast out. In fact, you need a creative healing. And so it's natural causes, natural, organic, or physical causes that are there within the body. And then there is also a cause of what I call, the word for it may be accidents. Some people, if you have a car accident and the bone or tissue doesn't heal properly, sometimes it causes perpetual symptoms. So it's a type of sickness. But they were not born with it. It's not naturally caused. And I believe the Lord still can heal those things. And the Lord has healed people of those things too. And so it can be caused by accidents. And accidents of physical nature, accidents of chemical nature. People could be accidentally exposed to radiation without knowing it. As we know, some people have radiation sickness. When Chernobyl blew up, a lot of people experienced radiation sickness. And it's not caused by any areas of their sin, but it's just a chemical cause. These are accidents that have caused it. Accidents on the social scale, personal accidents, or a person accidentally exposed to a household chemical, and then the symptoms persist for the rest of their lives, and Jesus can heal. Also, all those things, or you know, a house fell apart, and all those things can happen. People in sports have sports injury, and so I would include all those sports injury, everything as caused by accidents. And then we all also know that it can be caused by viruses, bacteria, or fungi, and all the microscopic things that exist and only visible to electron microscope or very powerful microscopes. then we know that there are all these causes that can cause sickness. And so there's all these various causes for sicknesses. Therefore, each one of them demands a different gift for healing. Because when you pray for someone who does not have eardrum to be healed, obviously you need a creative miracle. Or a heart deformity. You need something to happen physically in the heart for the muscles to grow or tissues to grow to heal it. Oh, yes, is that a question coming up?
Just like dealing with cancer, is that all demonic or is it chemical?
Okay. Cancer can be demonic, can be chemical, and can be accidental. And as we know, there are many types of cancer. Yes, that is another category. So there are many causes of cancer. And the reason I say all this is Christians sometimes tend to oversimplify things. Like they may discover that arthritis could be linked to unforgiveness in one case. And their conclusion, therefore, in 100% of cases, is always that way. That conclusion is false. It would be just like saying, because you see one dog eating Pal's food and love it, therefore all dogs love Pal's food, right? It's an erroneous conclusion. And yet sometimes in our zeal to get people healed, we oversimplify things and hurt the people instead. And sometimes we jump to conclusions that are completely untrue. And so we need to be aware that sicknesses can be caused by these four areas.
What's that generation? Would that fall into the demons?
Demons, yes. Generational curse are usually familiar spirits. So let's say a person, a great-grandfather dies at the age of 40 of a heart condition. Then the grandfather dies at the age of 40, and then the father dies at the age of 40, and then by the age 39, the son is very worried. So there could be a family spirit involved. Generational curses, though not 100% of the time, is caused by demons. Some of it is caused genetically because of a genetic defect that is passed down the line.
That will come under natural.
Natural. Then it will come under the natural physical body. Also, generational sicknesses can be caused by diet. And a whole generation constantly feed on that diet, and until the diet changes somewhere along the line, they may not realize it's caused by the diet. As we all know, we grow up with our favorite foods, and some of our favorite food is because of our upbringing, and we may not know that those foods have a different effect on each one of our body. Like in South America, they have a certain sickness that was quite common, and is caused by them consuming a lot of corn as a staple food. But there is a protein in corn that cannot be broken down by the body unless it's mixed with some sort of acid, citric acid or whatever. And so the body cannot consume that. And so they tend to have a defect in certain sicknesses. As we know, a lack of vitamin C causes scurvy as a symptom. Or vitamin B, there's beriberi. And so different sicknesses can be caused by diet. And a whole generation may be on a certain diet without realizing that each diet has its effect. In fact, to generalize it, all the food we eat contains generally good things, proteins, etc. But there's always an element of poison in all foods today. And it's just that our body could eliminate them. So you could imagine that the lifestyle or certain diet does have an effect on a whole generation sometimes. And we need to be aware of that. And recently there's a discovery and research that dairy products, which is consumed mainly by Western society, could be tied to a lot of various breast cancer and various cancers that are prominent among Western women but almost non-existent in an Asian culture where they don't consume dairy products at all. And so the research, I had the article in my file. I like to file these things because I'm interested in healing. And so the researcher did that, and then he wondered what is causing that. And he noticed that if an Asian person migrates into Western society, and within a few generations, they too were subject to the same kind of sicknesses that Western society. So they trace it to sometimes the diet.
Is it also true that the soy milk is beneficial?
It is. That's right.
As opposed to our dairy.
Correct. Yeah. So in the end, the scientists have tied up to a hormone, a growth hormone that is in all dairy products, that an overconsumption of it tends in some areas to spark unnecessary cancerous growth. That doesn't mean we avoid dairy products. As I say, everything is in balance. We need all kinds of food. It's a matter of balance. And so there are many, many causes, and we were touching on generational curses. And the reason I mentioned three different possible causes on one generational curse is so that we realize that the area of healing is vast. And it should not be oversimplified. And whenever there is an area where the healing hasn't come true, we must always believe that it's God's will to heal. But we must never jump to the conclusion that it's because of the person's lack of faith or put a blame on something. Because there is more than one cause. And I'm sure there could be more as we go around to discover it. And the only thing we can look to is that of all these things, let's not jump into formulas or methodology. Let's remember that the most important thing in healing is to hear from God. And if God reveals to us what is the cause, even Paul, remember, he told Timothy that he should take some wine because of his weak stomach. And we know wine has an antiseptic quality. Who knows, through the Spirit he discerned that Timothy's stomach problem is caused by the dirty drinking water. So you could actually be healed and then go and drink the water again, and it causes the same symptom, and then pray and get healed again, and then cause the same symptom, and there's no end. It's just like praying for a person to be healed of lung cancer who's a smoker, and then after he's healed he goes back to smoking again, and then he gets the lung cancer again and pray again. So God in one shot cuts it at the root, and Paul told Timothy, drink some wine for your stomach's sake. And so we see that is a revelation from God. And he discerned the cause, and he traced the cause to his dietary areas. So healing is complex. The good news is that God does heal. God does heal. And we have seen interesting healings through the ministry. And one interesting one was a lady who for about 10 years, an Asian lady in Singapore, always have a persistent skin problem. She has gone to see many, many specialists. And so one day it was spring and she was seeking healing. The Lord revealed to change her soap. So the Lord must have known that it was caused by this area, under accidental area, where there's a chemical that her body is reacting to that no one can trace. And so when she did, it all disappeared. What a simple answer. And she has spent thousands of dollars on specialists who are trying to find the source of the problem. Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, we saw a documentary of this lady who was given a few months to live. And then in a miraculous way, she had a dream. And in a dream, it was revealed to her that she needs to have a tooth extracted. Mm-hmm. And the dentist looked at her tooth and found nothing wrong. But she was given a few months to live, and so she obeyed the dream and told the dentist, please take out that tooth. It does something cause occasional pain. When the dentist pulled out that tooth, he found that there was tremendous septic decay inside, which was invisible to the normal dentist scan. And the poison was already in her body developing, and that was a poison that was killing her. She had been put in through all the specialists, and she had spent a lot of money, and they had given every medicine they could think of, and she was no better, given 3 months to live. So within 2 weeks, she started recovering. So what was happening was a septic condition in her body caused by poisoning that was developing within her tooth decay. And so it's amazing sometimes. And we do not have all the answers. And because as society progresses, sometimes we expose ourselves to things that we don't realize. Like radio frequencies, we do not know what harm it has on the physical body. And yet you can't do without it in modern society. You can only minimize it and live a balanced life as much as possible. And so today they're discovering microwave courses, you know, computer screen courses, and all kinds of courses. As technology approach, it also brings its little poisons with it. And so it's a matter of balance and understanding how to balance it. As we say, the realm of healing and sicknesses has different causes. And also, because man is spirit, soul, and body, sometimes the sickness is from the spiritual realm. And it could be an evidence of a spiritual problem that is there, and it physically manifests forth. Sometimes it could be a symptom of the soul, a problem in the soul. That's why we have psychosomatic healings or emotional healings or things like that. And it is true, we realize that different emotional states do cause different secretions in our body, different reactions in our body. And when we are locked into a negative emotional state, at first we don't feel it. But after decades of being locked in the emotional state, sooner or later we may have funny symptoms on our physical body that we don't realize. And then no one can find the cause or the root of it. So it can be spiritually caused, can be soul caused. Now all this, I just leave it as a general area. And of course, it's just pure physical, which ties back to the points we talk about. Because we human beings have a spirit and a soul and a body. So because of this complex way God has created us, and the complex organism that we live in on this planet Earth, and there are many, many causes of sicknesses. And Jesus never healed the same way twice. Oh, yes.
I'm a Christian. Yes. Just recently, Ben here, he was talking about why some people get healed and some don't. And he was talking about, like, that non-Christians are under a different thing from God, like they're under the mercy of God, and Christians are under the covenant of God. But it's sort of a mystery of, like, why some get healed and some don't.
Yes, and there will always be, because we do not know everything yet. And until the church is perfect, which is in Ephesians 4, one day the church will. And because of a lack of knowledge, and the church not reaching the full stature of Jesus, there will always be an area where we do not know what is the problem in the area of healing.
So yes. What covenant is that Christians are under?
You definitely will be under the covenant of Jesus, the new covenant. Yes, all the Old Testament covenants are fulfilled in Christ.
Okay.
So whether it's the Abrahamic covenant, the Davidic covenant, or the Mosaic covenant, for us it all merged into one covenant, Jesus covenant, for the New Testament church. And healing is a promise. Yeah. Definitely. 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 That's right. Yeah. Definitely. And in relation to the covenant area, you notice that as we look at healing, the gifts of healings, as we know, is different from the promises of healing, which is the covenant one. Because the gifts of healing, when they exercise, they are just God's gifts flowing, as opposed to the human spirit growing to understand the promises of God, the healing for all. And so just touching a little bit on the covenant side, you notice in Isaiah 53, as compared to Matthew 8:17, that there is a slight change or difference or improvement between the old covenant and the new covenant. If you look very carefully at the promise in Isaiah 53, looking at the promise side of healing, verse 4 and 5 of Isaiah 53, it says in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of for our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. Now if you look over at Matthew 8:17, which is a direct quotation of this passage, and notice a slight change in the usage of words in verse 17. Says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." Now in verse 16 it says Jesus was healing people, casting out demons, and he healed all who were sick. And so all healing is based on the covenant of God. And notice that there was some people who were non-Christians too, besides people who could be believing in him. And so the difference between Christians and non-Christians is not so much a covenant as so much that Christians have a right to the healing at all times and to live in hell. And but the gospel has been given free to all. And so a part of the gospel, like forgiveness of sins, and if they want to receive it, and the healing by the Lord Jesus Christ is also extended to all who will receive. And now compare that also to 1 Peter chapter 2, which is another quotation on this passage. And you notice a few things that are emphasized in these comparisons. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Now when you compare all the scriptures of Isaiah 53:4-5, Matthew 8:16-17, 1 Peter 2:24, notice that there is a change in tense. It's moved into a past tense. And by his stripes you are healed, become by his stripes you were healed. And so healing is regarded as a completed work. Completed work. Now here's an interesting thing. In Matthew chapter 8 verse 16 and 17, Jesus had not yet died on the cross. I mean, he was still just beginning his ministry. And so what you have here is Calvary, where Jesus died on the cross at X time, at a certain point in time. And then you have Jesus' ministry, healing the sick, the people who were sick, before he went to the cross. Isaiah prophesied the cross. Matthew 8 verse 17 points to what he did on the cross that Isaiah prophesied. We, the church, live right in this time frame, and after the cross has been fulfilled. And so all the healings before the cross and all the healings after the cross is dependent on what happens on the cross. A little way to understand that is this, that when you use a credit card, and what happens is, you remember, you must pay for it. And so when you use credit, you are buying something before it's paid. You're taking something before it's paid. There is a payday someday. It has to be paid. Nothing is free. And so what happens is, when Jesus was healing, it was based on what he was going to do on the cross. Because in the spiritual world, time doesn't limit what Jesus did on the cross. We are all creatures of time. And so if you look at it from the time dimension, he said, it's quite hard to understand. But if you look at it from the spiritual dimension, in the spirit, time doesn't exist. That is why sometimes when you pray, you can have a vision of the future, because the future is existing right now. That's how the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom can function. And right now, sometimes when you pray, let's say you go to a new place, you may have a deja vu experience of as if you've been there, or something has taken place in that house or particularly. It's because whatever has taken place in the past, in the spirit world, still exists if it's not dealt with yet. And you pick it up in a spirit dimension. When the physical dimension, it looks like time dimension. Past, present, future. Yes. That's right. That's right. And then the physical one was acted out on this earth. That's right. And so the spiritual, remember God says that yesterday, today, forever, He is the same. He says He is the I Am, He was, who He is, and He is to come. Because right now where God sits on the throne, He sees past, present, and future. And so in regard to this particular area of healing, as we just closed this session, what happens is all the healing, the gifts of healings, and which Jesus did in Matthew 8, verse 16, is based on the act of healing that Jesus has done. And in the before He did it, He was claiming credit based on the cross. And after Jesus died, we do it still based on the cross. There's only one basis for all healing. Jesus has taken all sicknesses and diseases. Therefore, it can never be earned. You can never earn your healing. You can never ever make yourself deserving of the healing. It is a gift of healing. We close this session and then we have some questions to answer. All right.